share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Regarding sex offenders, society seems to believe that they deserve harsher punishments than just prison time or a fine. Plenty of people believe chemical castration is the most appropriate punishment. Although it has been implemented in countries such as South Korea, Pakistan, Poland, and some states in the US, there have been calls for other countries to implement the punishment. It was recently announced that in a bid to tackle sex crimes, Thailand passed a bill allowing the voluntary chemical castration of sex offenders. According to Ani News, the Thai Senate passed a bill allowing the voluntary chemical castration of recidivist, a convicted criminal who reoffends, sex offenders. Of 16,413 convicted sex offenders released from Thai prisons between 2013 and 2020, there were 4,848 who reoffended. According to Corrections Department figures, under the bill, medication can be prescribed only with the approval of a psychiatric specialist, an internal medicine specialist, and with the consent of the sex offender in question. For convicts who agree to receive the treatment, injections that reduce their testosterone levels will have their prison terms shortened. Mixed reactions. The Violence-Related Reoffending Prevention Bill was proposed by the Justice Ministry and has already passed through three readings in the House of Representatives. After winning overwhelming support from MPs, the Senate passed this approach to sex offenses where they unanimously approved the bill, which applies to repeat and violent sexual offenders, by 145-0 votes, with two abstentions. Health authorities will decide on the procedures while the bill will become law, when published in the Royal Gazette at a date yet to be decided by the Cabinet. "I want this law to pass quickly," Justice Minister Somsak Thapsuthan said. "I don't want to see news about bad things happening to women again." On the other hand, Jaded Shuilai, director of the Women and Men Progressive Movement Foundation, a non-governmental organization that addresses sexual violence, among other areas, said that the use of chemical castration would not tackle sex crimes. Convicts should be rehabilitated by changing their mindset while in prison, he said. Punishments like execution or injected castration reinforce the idea that offender can no longer be rehabilitated. Do you think it is a good move? Should Malaysia adopt a similar approach? Also read, Minister urges Maseans to not consume cannabis-infused food and drinks in Thailand. Source: CTN News Source, Blue A60, 123 RF Source, Thai Embassy. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.